my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack
Treiber. Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening to Wednesday, a great day, elementary chapel, high school chapel, college chapel. It's going to be so great. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Teach a preacher boys class and then have the midweek service tonight. So Wednesday is a great, great day. I hope it'll be a great day for you. If Wednesday night's church, get to church tonight. We're in chapter 2. I'm going to skip over one of my favorite verses, verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to skip it today. If we have confessed our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have unrighteousness today? Well, come and confess it to God and restore that fellowship. Don't restore sonship. No, that never gets broken. But you restore fellowship. Well, here's the song. I think you'll enjoy it. How Great Thou Art. It's a great song that our friend's singing today. Thank God for a great and loving God. Go ahead, sing.
Son, not sparing, sends him to die.
great song, and how great our God is. There's no God like our God. He is God. All other gods are inferior to him, and they have no power. They're made out of wood and stone. They have eyes, but they see not, and ears, but they hear not, and hands, but they feel not, and feet, but they walk not. But our God is alive, and he's real, and thank God we can serve him. Alvin Martinez, come on in here. That's it. Alvin Martinez is going to sing for us the song of the old rugged cross. You'll love this rendition as he sings it. A couple key changes in it. I remember the night he sang this, church live, on a hill far away. America's hymn for 60 years, 1900 to 1960 it was. Go ahead, Brother Alvin. Personal lawyer, you know that, I guess. He's my advocate, and he is working on my behalf. By the way, I should not say I hired him, but I should say I have obtained him. And so have you. You have an advocate. Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. He said, I don't want you sinning. God's people, I don't want you sinning. And if any man sin, I don't want you sinning, but if you sin, he knows our frail condition, doesn't he? He knows how weak we are. If any man sin, we have, here it is, an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have an advocate. Now, what's an advocate? It's a defense lawyer. That lawyer goes to the judge on my behalf and he pleads my case through the blood of Christ. I'm so grateful for the advocate we have. You know, I know several lawyers in my ministry through the years, and they all can tell jokes about lawyers that you can't trust them, or they're out there for your money. They just tell, almost every lawyer I've ever been has told jokes about themselves. And I like that spirit about them, because many of them are not that way. But the jokes are funny. But I'll tell you what, we have an advocate, a defense lawyer, that's coming to defend our unrighteousness. Here's a man and he sins, but God, he's your son. The Jesus said he's our child. My sin, my blood covered his sins. And we have an advocate to plead our case. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. I'm so thankful that I can trust my advocate. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow. That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Today, you have sin in your life. Come and confess it to God. 1 John 1, verse 8 and verse number 9. And if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. God's people sin. I'm not for it. I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you that God's people sin. And because of that, I need to make sure that my sin is covered, but it's always covered. I'm covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the advocate, the accuser of the brethren, he goes to the throne of grace, Revelation 12, and he accuses me night and day before the Father. Look at Treber down there. Look at Treber. And look at his sin. Look at his wickedness. Look at the error of his way. And yet the Bible says that Jesus pleads my case. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. All to him I owe. You know, friend, there is no sin that God has not forgiven. There's no sin that he has not covered through the blood of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a child of the King. You cannot take that sonship away from me. I can take my fellowship away. Fellowship is ruined when I sin. And I don't have the fellowship. My dad would spank me. Boy, I tell you what, when he'd spank me, I broke fellowship. My sin broke fellowship, and his spanking, we broke fellowship. And he let me sit in my room. He said, son, when you're ready, come on out. And I'd come out most of the time with a humble heart. Dad, I'm so sorry. Well, once in a while, I'd come out and say, sorry, Dad. He'd say, son, why don't you go back in that room? And why don't you sit down and think about it a little while? Well, I'm sorry. Son, he never lost his temper, never raised his voice. Son, why don't you go back and just think about it a little bit longer? Just consider it. And you know, when my heart got humble, you know what happened? We restored that fellowship that we had one with. I never lost my sonship with my dad, but I lost fellowship when I sinned. Our Father, I thank you so very much for our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the fact that he came and he lived and he died and he's the propitiation of our sin. I pray that you give our good listeners a great day today. God, give them a great day in which they serve thee and count it a joy to be a child of the King. Bless each one in every state and every country of this world is my prayer, for we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.